Ahas are here. Jimmy and his wife, Tracy. Where are they? There's Brother Jimmy. Where's Tracy? Is she out in the foyer? She's in the foyer on the job. But anyway, so we are excited. They are missionaries themselves to the east. And we are looking forward. Wanda and I had the opportunity to meet them. We're discussing it tonight, 2017-2018 in Thailand. Thailand, yes. And so anyway, the Lord has worked it out. He is under control, and we're expecting great things this week. And if you're joining us online, we welcome you and are glad you're tuning in tonight. One brief announcement before we pray. Missionaries and pastors, tomorrow night's meal is going to be at 5:30, not 5 o'clock. So just make note of that change. We feel that we can give you an extra 30 minutes and still there will be plenty of time. Well, let's join our heart together in prayer and ask the Lord to meet with us and bless us in a special way. Father, we gladly and joyfully bow under your mighty hand, acknowledging that we make our plans, but you order our steps. And we believe that with the difficulties are blessings, and you knew all about this, and you have everything prepared exactly the way you want it for us. And we believe by faith that we are going to be blessed. We're thankful for the availability of Brother Jimmy and his wife being able to come in, their willingness to respond just at a moment's notice and drive in from North Carolina to be with us. And we just pray that you would use him in a great way. We know that's his desire. You know it's our desire. So bless him, Father. And we are thankful for each one of the dear missionaries that are with us. I know the folks have been talking to them and getting to know them, some for the first time, some again. And, Father, we pray in a special way that as we host them these days, that their hearts would be encouraged and they would be greatly blessed by us. And, Father, in the process, that we would be blessed as well. I'm thankful for the faith of the folks that are here tonight, for those folks that are tuning in. Lord, we believe that you have things for us, that you desire to communicate through your word, through your people, by the Spirit. And we just want to say we want to have ears to hear tonight. Lord, we love you so much. We're thankful that we can be involved in bringing the gospel to people around the world. And, Father, it is in Jesus' name and for his sake, Father, that we pray and we seek you and ask these things of you tonight. Amen. I'm going to ask Joy and her children come now, and Joy will introduce you all to this wonderful family.
Be bold enough to share. I'm so glad. next who are searching for salvation, full and free. Won't somebody tell them of the Christ of Calvary? The debt's been paid already, but the message must be shared. Does anybody care?
It is such a great blessing and privilege to be here tonight, to see the kids sing and remember all the years that we've been here singing on this platform. They were little, and years sometimes they were in the nursery, and you ladies took good care of them. And just the memories that flood over me being in here tonight. And they were singing about Someone Cared. And if there's anything that we know about your church, is that you are a church that cares for souls around the world, cares for God's people, cares for those of us that the Lord has sent around the world. And when we're on the mission field of the Dominican Republic, if there's one church that comes to mind that we know loves us, remembers us, prays for us, it's you people. We love you very much. We are humbled by your generosity to fly us all the way in from the mission field. We were excited about it last year, and I heard today everybody here was excited for missions conference last year, and it didn't happen. And so we all got to be double excited this year. But just what a blessing it is that you would make that sacrifice. And we are living right now in the lap of luxury in the missions apartment. My girls have been looking around saying, when I have a house, I'm going to make it like this. And you see this and that? Like, there's nothing they forgot here. And it's just whoever laid it out and decorated it, it is so beautiful. And it is so serene. It is so quiet out there. You'll see on part of my missions video what I mean. We're used to living in noise, just so much noise. And pastors and people will come down and stay with us, and they'll talk about, did you hear this and that all night? And we said, no, we don't hear anything. It's just the sounds of home. And I will apologize ahead of time on part of the video. We didn't edit out the street noise. So you'll hear the bell of the ice cream man walking around with his cart. You'll hear the motorcycles, the horns, the people gibbering in the background. But that's all just part of what makes up the wonderful place that we call home. And so, as I mentioned, this is different being here without Josh. I've been here many times in the audience, but never up here speaking. But the Lord's been faithful. You know, when he passed away, we returned to the States briefly for his funeral and just really prayed about what the Lord would have us to do. And sitting on my mother's front porch one day, that was the house that I was born in. They moved in there 2 days before I was born, and it was like, wow, here I am all these years later sitting on the front porch wondering, what am I doing? You know, the shock. What am I doing in life? You know? And so the Lord reminded me that when I was 12 and 13, through the testimony of missionary Darlene Rose, the Lord spoke to my heart about becoming a missionary. When I was 14, a blind evangelist was preaching, and I walked forward, put my hand in his, and I said, the Lord called me to be a missionary. And it wasn't something to me that was glamorous and exciting, because I was in a church, different churches growing up, that we had missionaries come through, but it wasn't anything that I really knew much about, except that they dressed kind of weird and acted kind of weird, and now I know why. We dress and act kind of weird. I always ask my girls, is this okay? Kimberly's in college, and I was going to video call her and ask her, can I wear this? But, you know, we do lose touch. But the neat thing is, the more time you spend over there, the more you are in touch with them. And just the trial of losing their pastor that they loved and my husband brought us all a lot closer together. But getting back to being there on my mom's front porch, the Lord reminded me of that. He had called me to be a missionary years before he gave me my husband, and that his will hadn't changed. And so shortly thereafter, that was in August, in October, we made a trip down there, and Brother Creed just said, before you make that public, go make sure that's what you're going to do. Well, I was convinced in my heart. I'd lived there 15 years, and I knew it's either yes or no. And to me, it was yes. But I understood he wanted to make sure that the kids were on board. So we went back down there. We were in the house looking around. And I made sure that I talked to each child in those 2 weeks and asked him what they thought. Stephen was 14. And I said, what do you think, Stephen? And he said, I don't want to go to heaven and see Daddy and him say, you left because I wasn't there. And he said, we have to come back, Mama. And so I thank the Lord for giving me the faith and the courage to go back through the years we had lived there together. I had, for some reason, rolled that around a lot in my head. And I thought, if something was to happen to him, could I live here? It's a different place, and those of you that have gone know utilities there are not a given. You know, having constant running water or gas to cook with, or things just go wrong all the time. And the last year that he was with us, we had a lot of trouble where we didn't have water, and just having to bring water in all the time, I just thought, I don't know if I can do this. But when the Lord opened the door and just kept opening it more and more, and we did go back, I just thank the Lord how he gave us the courage, the faith, and the strength to do that. Psalms 121 says, I will lift up mine eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. And a good friend of mine told me, she said, you know, God doesn't come down here in person to help us, but he sends his people, and he does. And one of my fears was I didn't want to be a burden on the other missionaries. You know, they're struggling. I don't want their husbands to have to come to my house when my power goes out and my backup power doesn't kick in. And I just thank the Lord for what he did. Lots of people were willing to help me, but lots of people didn't have time. And there was a young man named Francisco Mendez, and he had been reached in our ministry under my husband, saved and baptized, called to preach. He was in Bible Institute. And he just came right along beside our family just as a kid, young adult. And everything that I didn't know how to do, or Stephen didn't know how to do yet, to get the gas to come on when there was no fire for the stove and all those things, he figured out how to do it with a willing heart. Just started working on those long list of things. And so he is a real blessing, actually, to Brother Steve Sidler. He's taken a real load off of Brother Sidler. But him and so many other people that the Lord has given us there, I've told my family, I said, you know, if there were no other Americans living there, I would still be fine. Because God's family is universal. We're not one race. And so I thank the Lord for people that I can call on 24/7 for whatever the need arises. But as we prepare to show the video, I was thinking this morning of the little boy in John 6, the lad and his 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And when the disciples told the Lord, "But what are they among so many?" His lunch seemed so small and insignificant until he gave it to the Lord. And when we give ourselves to the Lord, whether you're a little child, whether you're in the middle stage of life or an older person, the Bible said about Mary, she has done what she could. He can multiply the little that we think we can do many times, nearly every day. I say, "Lord, I'm a lady. What am I doing here? I'm the weaker vessel. Why did you take him?" You know, he was the strong one. But when we give our all to the Lord, we can see what God can do. So I just want to share this video. It's actually the video we made when we returned to the field, and you will see the girls are about a foot taller since they were in that video. They have shot up. But in the last 6 weeks, we made a little update to that video. And so he's going to show both of them back to back just to show you the here and the now and what the Lord's doing. What a joy it is to serve the Lord on the mission field of the Dominican Republic. My name is Joy Wesson, and my children are Kimberly, Stephen, Ashlyn, and Caitlin. I had the wonderful privilege of doing missions work alongside of my husband, Joshua Wesson, for nearly 15 years, and see the founding of this church, Iglesia Bautista El Faro, during our 15 years on the field together. The Lord, in His grace and mercy, has allowed our family to return to the mission field and continue ministering to the people that we love in the place that we call home. Though Josh is no longer here with us, we realize more every day that our reason for coming here 16 years ago, that reason is still here. The souls of men and women, boys and girls that need to be saved, the deaf that still need to hear the news of salvation, and new Christians that need to be encouraged in their walk with the Lord. Through the years, we have enjoyed ministering as a family, with each of us having an active part in the work here. It has been a joy as a mother to see my children return to the field with great enthusiasm and pick right up where they left off, serving and ministering to those around them. Many of these teenagers that you see began in our church as small children, coming to our Bible clubs on Saturday morning. Today, these teenagers are some of our most faithful workers in the church, serving in Sunday school classes, bus routes, leading the music, and serving in other ministry opportunities.
My name is Chad Pate. My family and I have had the privilege of working alongside the Wesson family for the last year and a half or so here in the Capitol, the Dominican Republic. It's been a great joy to see the fruit of their labor as they've been serving in the Dominican for many years now, and especially in Iglesia Bautista El Faro, this being the 10th year of the church, and just seeing the sweet people there, and we know that it's a direct result of their labors as they've worked to see people saved, see people grow in their faith. They are just a shining example to us as to the joy of the Lord and the love of Christ and their desire to reach people with the gospel, see people saved, and the ministry go forward. I want to encourage you to continue to pray for this family, for their family, for their ministry, and also to continue to financially support them. I want to assure you that your investment in their family and ministry is not vain, but does go to a reaping of great harvest of souls for Christ and for the glory of God. Thank you so much. May God bless.
There's a lot of things I enjoy about being down here in the Dominican, but my favorite thing would have to be just the people and the Lord has allowed us to be here and be an influence in their lives, and I'm so thankful to be back home again.
My favorite part about being back in the Dominican is that I get to help on the bus routes and in the kids' ministries.
My favorite thing about being in the Dominican is just being to be able to go to church and see all my friends, and then I get to help in a lot of ways and get to help with the kids and in the nursery. My favorite part about being in the Dominican is my friends.
There would be no way to choose which part of the ministry is my very favorite, as I enjoy being a part of every aspect. Some of my favorite ministries are serving in the area of music, counseling the ladies and teen girls, helping with youth activities, teaching ladies meetings, leading ladies prayer group, as well as teaching English and sign language, and doing personal soul winning and discipleship.
I always saw Christ-centeredness in Pastor Joshua, and what a joy it was for me to see the enthusiasm and dedication of his wife to the ministry. It was so sad for me when my pastor went home to be with the Lord. I thought we were going to lose this great family. But what an incredible joy I felt when I saw the courageous decision of this family to leave the United States to come home to be with their family here. This is an excellent family where each member is involved in the ministry. Joy helps the deaf and with the music. Stephen leads the choir and helps with the preaching. The girls, Ashlyn and Caitlin, help in the nursery. And Kimberly helps everywhere she can. I thank God every day because Pastor Joshua's family is in my life, and I get to be a part of this ministry.
We rejoice that the Wesson family has returned to our country. Despite the tragedy that they suffered, all of us suffered. It wasn't just their loss, it was all of our loss, because I consider myself to be like one of his sons. Thank you so much for supporting this family in their decision to return.
To me, Joy is someone very special because she led me to the Lord. Her strength has been inspiring. Just watching how she has confronted the different adversities in her life with a smile. Even through tear-filled eyes, she still has a smile and encouraging word to share. She has taught me to be a better wife and a better mother through her teachings and counsel.
I'm so thankful for the Wesson family. They have been such a blessing in my life. I love you, family Wesson.
I love this family. Ever since I started going to church, they've always been here for me. So, I don't know, that's all I have to say. I love them. I love this guy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Brought Josh and me to the mission field in June of 2000 and gave us 15 wonderful years here together. It was in August of 2015 that the Lord took Josh home to heaven during an outreach while doing a Bible school in a village in the country's interior. Though it was a shock and a huge tragedy for all of us, we know that it did not take the Lord by surprise. I'm so thankful to be able to continue here in the Dominican Republic, serving the Lord and doing what we always did together, loving people and pointing them to Christ. Currently, we are serving in Iglesia Bautista Monte Calvario, in an area called Quitasueño de Jaina, serving along with Pastor Steve Sidler and his wife Noemi.
The ministries the Lord has given us here on the field are quite diverse and all very enjoyable. One of my favorite ministries, as most of you all know, is the deaf ministry. And this week I've been out visiting them, and we did some videos while we were at their house, and I would like to introduce you to a few of them. So this afternoon I'm visiting with Anna and Eva, and they would like to introduce themselves. Hello, my name is Eva, my sign is Eva, and I'm 21 years old. My name is Anna, I'm 23 years old. My name is Kilma, my sign, Kilma, I'm 19 years old. This is David. David's been in the church for about a year. He accepted the Lord as his Savior and is one of our most faithful deaf students. This is Willie. He is hard of hearing. He's from a deaf family. Most everyone in his family is deaf. And he's been in the church here about 2 years. He accepted the Lord as his Savior. He's been baptized. And this is Christian. Sunday this morning in our class. And his name is Arai. He doesn't know any sign language, but this morning he's here. He just pretty much copies everything that I tell him. So we learned this morning how to sign Bible. I came here this morning. She's one of our newest little ones. She's 5. She's deaf. She's been here for a few weeks, and she's learning sign language this morning. I call all of these my treasures. They are all, each and every one, different and very special. And I thank the Lord for putting me in their lives.
I know the Lord's blessed me with 2 wonderful workers that are here training in the Bible Institute under Pastor Steve Sizzler. And it's just a blessing to have them. They are learning sign language and advancing very well. And I thank the Lord for their help, for their commitment here to the deaf ministry.
Thank you for the part that you have in this beautiful ministry. May the Lord bless you. Seeing all of them sure makes me miss them, but I'm going right back. So as this shared our deaf ministry, I've asked Stephen to say a few words about his favorite parts of our ministry. He mainly works with the children in the music ministry, and I'll let him talk to you about that.
Well, I'd like to start off by saying thank you for the wonderful accommodations we have enjoyed every minute of being here already, and we look forward to the rest of the conference. I graduated in 2019, and I'm currently enrolled in an online Bible college, Veritas Baptist College. I thank the Lord for that opportunity, just to be able to be learning so many wonderful things and to still be able to serve on the mission field. It's been surreal. Like most of you heard already, we're serving in missionary Steve Sidler's church that he founded about 20 years ago, Iglesia Bautista Monte Calvario. It was a difficult move for us. Our first few, well, since I was about 5 years old, 2007, Mom and Dad started Iglesia Bautista El Faro Lighthouse Baptist Church, and we had been there for about 10 years, and then we ended up moving to Pastor Steve Sidler's church, and it was a difficult move for us, and I'm sure you can imagine moving. It was rough, but God has really worked in all of our hearts and all of our lives, and we absolutely love it where we are now, and God has really used us there, I feel. And I've had a lot of opportunities to work in the kids ministry and in the music ministry. A young man, Carlos, and myself or head up a group of a team of workers and teachers of the kids. That is our passion. We absolutely love working with children, just seeing them accept the Lord and for us to be able to teach them how to better live for the Lord. It's been a real blessing. And Mom and I and Francisco, as Mom already mentioned, we're in charge of the choir and the special music in church, and we play guitar. Mom plays the piano. Francisco is the choir director. He's the media man, and we just love what we do there. And I just like y'all to know that we wouldn't be able to be there without y'all's support, and we thank y'all for y'all's support all through the years, for being faithful to God, and y'all are the reason that we're able to be there. Okay. Thank y'all.
Amen. So as we prepare to sing again, girls, if you want to come, they are singing without me this week. I've had a little bit of vertigo, and so they're kind of on their own in that. I appreciate their practice. We prayed a lot about the songs that we were going to sing this week, and the song that they're going to share, I trust that it will bless your heart. And speaking with some of you as we return for this trip, I was asking for certain people and learned that they have since gone on to be with the Lord since our last time here. And I was speaking with someone about that in the hallway just before we came in, knowing that our trials are but for a moment, and we will soon be together with those that we love. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:17, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." I pray this song will bless your heart as it does all of ours. I left your papers.
My heart can sing when I pause to remember a heartache. But a stepping stone along a trail that's winding always upward. This troubled world is not my final home, but until then my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold the city. Until the day God calls me home. Recall their borrowed for a while. tell.